Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel. We are going to pick up on Daf Tzadi Beis Amin Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amin Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, also by the Bruckheimer Family Fund in Akaras HaTov for our Daf Yomi shir, and in loving memory of Hindel Bas Eliakim HaKohen, Aleha Shalom, also by Eliza and Aaron Hertz in honor of the Bar Mitzvah of their nephew, Eitan Hollander of West Hempstead, wishing a special mazel tov to Eitan's parents, Yossi and Adina Hollander, and Eitan's bar mitzvah. If I could just add, also wishing a special mazel tov to Mrs. Deer on her grandson's bar mitzvah, and additionally wishing a happy birthday to Eliza and Aaron's niece, Meira Lindenberg of Boca Raton, Florida. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and again, we are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis Amin Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss Shnayim Sha'asu'uha, a very practical issue, halacha lemaisa, that is for when you're looking to minimize an iser, if two people do the malacha together, so does that minimize the iser in some way? We're going to have three opinions about Shnayim Shasua. Only two of them appear in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is immediately going to introduce us to the third opinion. Rav Meir's Shita is going to be that there's no such thing. It never helps to have Shnayim Shasua. You're just as chayiv if two people do it as if one person does it. On the other extreme, Rabbi Shimon holds it always helps. Shnayim Shasua is always going to be pater. And then we're going to have the middle sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that it depends. Could each one have done it on their own, or could they not have done it on their own? When they could have each done it on their own, so then it's a real unusual way to do a malacha, so then they're going to be pater. But if neither could have done it on their own, this is the way you do the malacha. It requires two people, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara is going to explain where each one gets their opinion from, what it's based on. Then there are only three sugyas on today's daf. That sugya number one is Shnayim Shasu'ua and the three basic shitos about Shnayim Shasu'ua. Then the next sugya is going to be toward the middle of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, is going to be about whether Misayeya counts. If someone is helping out, but it's not really necessary, he's just making it easier on the other person, is Misayeya Yesh Bo Mamish or Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish? Is the person who's just helping, is he going to be chayiv or not? We're going to have four rayas. And then the third and final sugya picks up about 15 lines into Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to discuss when two people do a malacha and they're both going to be chayiv, do you need that there's a shear for each one? All these malachas have a shear to them. So is one shear that they split among them going to be considered enough to be considered a malacha, or do you need a shear for each one? Then we start a new sugya with the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, but we're probably not going to get there today. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Motzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. If a person carries out a kikar into Rishus HaRabim, a loaf of bread into Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayiv, obviously. But that's just introducing the following. Hotzi Uhu Shnayim. If two people carry a kikar out together, then Peturin. Lo Yachalech Lotzi Avotzi Uhu Shnayim Chayavin Rabbi Shimon Poter. But if it's such a heavy item that neither one could have done it on their own, and then they both do it together, says the Tanakama, you're chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says you're pater. So even the Tanakama who said that normally Shnayim Shasua is pater, but if it's something that neither of them could have done on their own, and then they do it together, then you're going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon thinks pater no matter what, pater across the board. Two people do a malacha together, Rabbi Shimon's shita is you're always going to be pater. Amar Rabbi Yudamar, so says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yudamar Rav, Amri La Amar Abayi, Amri La Masnisa Tana. Zei Yachol v'zei Yachol, if each one could have done the malacha on their own, so Rabbi Meir Mechayev, so now we're introducing this new opinion, Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says, even when each one could have done the malacha on their own, you're always going to be chayev, which is another way of saying, there is no din of Shnayim Shasua. Two people doing a malacha together, you're just as chayev as one person doing a malacha. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir that we're now introducing. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Potzer, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who do appear in our Mishnah, say in such a case you're going to be pater. If each one could have done the malacha on their own and they choose to do it together, you have two Hatzalah guys that jump into a car in order to get someone to the hospital, back from the hospital, and they both hold the key at the same time and turn the key in the ignition together at the same time, each one could do that on their own. They don't need the other guy. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say it knocks it down to a level of potter to a level of not being chayiv. Ze'enu yachol ve'ze'enu yachol. But if neither of them could have done it on their own, it's something that's heavy enough or difficult enough that you need help from the other party. So then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir mechayiv him. Both Rabbi Yehuda is now going to join Rabbi Meir's team. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mechayiv, just like Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir is always going to be mechayiv. But this is where Rabbi Yehuda switches. Rabbi Yehuda says, if each one could not have done it on their own, then you're going to be chayiv when it's shnayim shasua. But Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter even in that case. So again, the two extremes are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says that you're always going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says you're never going to be chayiv by shnayim shasua. And Rabbi Yehuda, the one in the middle, says depends. Depends if each party could have done it on their own or they could not have done it on their own. Ze yachol v'ze enu yachol divrei kol chayiv. And then the Brisa adds one more thing, that ze yachol v'ze enu yachol, if one of them could have done it on their own, and one of them could not have done it on their own, then chayiv. Everyone agrees chayiv. We do not elaborate on who's chayiv, and why. That's going to be later on in the Gemara. But right now, the Brisa just tells us chayiv. So Tanya Nami Yachi, going back to the first part of the Brisa, we have a support from another Brisa that tells us the same idea of this three-way machlokes, that a motzi kikar l'rishus harabim, a person carries out a loaf of bread into rishus harabim, so chayiv, right? That's the Yisra of Hotzah. Hotziu shnayim, if two people do the malacha together, Rameir mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rameir says chayiv no matter what. There's no nuance. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yachol echad hotziu, votziu shnayim chayavin. That if neither one could have done it on their own, and now they both did it together, so they're going to be chayiv. V'im lav, but otherwise, peturim, they're going to be pater. If each one could have done it on their own, and now they do it together, it's pater. There's Rabbi Yehuda's more nuanced or middle ground opinion. And Rabbi Shimon pater. And Rabbi Shimon is pater across the board. So that brisa is explicit that these are the three shitos, Rabbi Meir on one extreme, Rabbi Shimon on the other, and Rabbi Yehuda saying, depends. So says Gemara, minan imili. Yeah, but how does each one derive their shita? Ditan Rabbanan, it's based on the following brisa. Ba'asosa, the pasuk when it describes karban chatas, it says, v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'am aretz ba'asosa. That a person does ba'asosa, one of the averos, so the drasha is that only when someone does the entirety of the isir, but if someone only does miktsas, a portion of the isir, so then he's not going to be chayiv ketzad. So what's an example of that? Shnayim shayu ochsin b'malgas. If two people are holding on to a pitchfork, v'logzin, and they're stacking in violation of the malacha of ma'am, or they're holding on to a pointy rod, vishoftin, and they're arranging the threads. So also a violation of the Malach of Mesik. But kulmus vikosin, they're holding on to a quill, and they are writing, a violation of the Malach of Kosev, Bekanava, Otsiel Rishas Rabim, where they're both holding on to a reed and they carry it out to Rishas Rabim, a violation of the Malacha of Hotsa'a. So Yachliu Chayavin, you might think they're going to be Chayiv because they're doing a Malacha. They're doing it together, but they're doing a Malacha. So you might think they're going to be Chayiv. Tamalomer, Ba'asosa, Ha'osas Kula Veloa'osa Miktsasa, that only when a person does the entirety of a Malacha, they're going to be Chayiv. But when someone does only a portion of a Malacha, then he is not going to be chayiv. That is the drasha from Ba'asosa. So be eagle shall devela v'otziel rishas rabim bekura v'otziel rishas rabim. If they're carrying an eagle shall devela, which is where they would stuff a bunch of figs into this form, this mold, and it would make these giant fig cakes. Or they would carry, or you're talking about a beam, and they carry it out into rishas rabim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im lo yachal echal otziel v'otziel shnayim, if neither of them on their own could have been motzi, but together they join forces and they're able to be motzi, chayavin, then you're going to be chayiv. Vimlav, paturin, but if either one on their own could have also done it, and now they do it together, so then you're going to be pater. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afal pi shaloyach lechal otzi avotzi ushnayim paturin. And Rabbi Shimon again is one that says, I don't care if they could have or couldn't have done it on their own. If two people are doing a malacha together, you're always going to be pater. Lekach nemar ba'asosa. That's why it says ba'asosa. Yachid sha'asa chayiv shnayim shasua paturin. That when when one person does it, you're chayiv, when two people do it, you're pater. So, okay, so now we know the very basic idea of Shnayim Shasua is derived from Ba'asosa. But the application of the idea we still don't know. Meaning, why does Rabbi Shimon apply it indiscriminately? Why is Rabbi Yehuda a little more discerning? And why does Rabbi Meir ignore it? Why does he ignore this whole rule of Shnayim Shasua? So says Gemara, b'may kamiflagi. In what are they? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas in terms of this drasha? How they learn Ba'asosa? So says Gemara, b'hai kra. They're arguing about, if you take a zoom out a little bit and look at the larger picture of that pasuk, how many drashos are there to be made on that pasuk? V'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa, the pasuk says. So Rabbi Shimon Savar, t'lasa miyutik sivi, he says, I'm counting three separate miyutim in that pasuk. Nefesh techta, achas techta, ba'asosa techta. That it's only if it's nefesh, meaning a single person, only achas, meaning a single person, and only ba'asosa, when one person does the whole thing. So why do I need three miyutim? Chad mu'utei ze okre v'ze meniach. Want to tell me a case that if one guy does the Akira and another guy does the Anacha, one guy picks the item up in Rosh Hashanah and he passes it out and the other person puts it down in the Rosh Hashanah, that they're going to be potter because neither one did the full Malacha. V'chad mutei, zeyachal v'zeyachal. And one is to be Mimayit, a case where two people do a Malacha together, but each one could have done it on their own. The two guys, the two Hatzal guys, turning the ignition in the car. V'chad mutei, ze'eino yachal v'ze'eino yachal. And says Rabbi Shimon, and then there's a third miyut to tell me an even greater chiddush. Even if it's a kind of malacha that neither of them on their own could have done, they're schlepping out a heavy couch from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, something that neither of them could have done on their own, still you're going to be potter. You still have such a gzeres hakasuv. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the three drashos? He says, I agree with the first one. I agree with your second drasha, but the third drasha is not free to tell me about ze'eno yachal v'ze. So the third one is to tell me that if an individual was following a mistaken hara'a of Beis Din, that he's going to be potter. As Rashi points out, horu Beis Din shechelev mutter. For example, if Beis Din paskins that chelev is mutter, v'halacha yachid v'asa al piem, says Rashi, and this guy went and he did it. The anusu, he's a total anus, so he's going to be potter. So back in the Gemara, what's Rabbi Shimon going to say to that? How's Rabbi Shimon going to respond? Where does he learn that Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin is Pater? For Rabbi Shimon, Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon will just say that if a Yachad follows Haraz Bezin, he's Taka going to be Chayiv. There is no Ptur of Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin. Says Rashi in that same Rashi, if Rabbi Shimon the Tame, Damar Barrios, Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin Chayiv. And this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitaso, because Rabbi Shimon holds that a Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin is going to be Chayiv. Tosa says a different kirs over here. Not that Rabbi Shimon holds Yachad Shasabar Raz Bezin Chayiv. But if you look at Tosos, Hachi Garcinan, Rabbi Shimon, Yachad Shasar Baras Bezin, Lo Tzarich Kra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's Pater, because it's so obvious that a Yachad that follows Aras Bezin is Pater. He's a total onus. Velo Garcinan, says Tosos, Rabbi Shimon, the time, hey, Damar Yachad Shasar Baras Bezin Chayiv, Kidapirish Makuntras. I don't like Rashi's Girsa, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the halacha over here. I prefer my Girsa, where Rabbi Shimon agrees that if a Yachad is Asa Baras Bezin, you're going to be potter. It's just that Rabbi Shimon thinks it's too obvious to require a pasuk. Why do I prefer my girsa, says Tosos? Because there's a whole mesechta about people who do things ba'araz beizdin called meseches horios, and you got to look there and see where Rabbi Shimon's shita is. Ta'atanan behedya perakam da horios halach va'as al pien bein iviu kaprasan bein lo Rabbi Shimon poter umfarish taima tola bebeizdin anusu, that Rabbi Shimon over there in the Mishnah says that you're potter, and the Gemara explains explicitly because he's an onus when he's told the Beis Din, that when he's following the Hora of Beis Din, that he's going to be Pater. So he doesn't like Rashi's Girsa because it seems to be against the Sugya and Maseches Horios. The Shita we haven't accounted for yet is the Shita of Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir ignore the entire din of Shnayim Shasua of Rabbi Meir? Miksiv, he says, I don't think there are three drashas to be made in this Pasuk. Does the Pasuk say, Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta, Basos Techta? No! Tremiut Tiksivi, There are only two miyutim in the pasuk, because the pasuk does not break between the words nefesh and achas and ba'asosa to say techta each time. So since there are only two miyutim, because you have nefesh achas techta, that's one, and then ba'asosa is miyut number two, but you can't split nefesh from achas when the pasuk itself doesn't split nefesh from achas. So there are only two drushes to be made. One to tell me that if one guy does the akira and the other guy does the anacha, that they're both pater. And the other is to be memay in a case where a yachid is following a raz beizdin, that in that case he's going to be pater as well. So that's the sugya of shnayim shasu'uha. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger raises a safek in this patur of shnayim shasu'uha. Now patur means we're darshaning a pasuk by chata, so it means that you're pater from bringing a carbon chatas. If you have shnayim shasu'uha b'shogeg on Shabbos, so you can be pater from a carbon chatas. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, does that mean you're pater from malchus as well? What if you did the avera b'mezid, right? So are you pater from malchus, or do we say only linen carbon where it says ba'asosa? So we say that you're pater by shnayim shasu'uha by malchus, maybe shnayim chayavin. So the Chavis Das in his Makor Chayim on the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Samach Vav in Aruch Chayim is mitzade that we don't find b'kol haTorah kula a p'tur of shnayim shasu'uha, and he says it could be that we just don't learn the din of a lav from the din of a carbon. Ba'asosa is dafka a din in carbon; it is not a din in anything else. And Prima Gadim says the same in his Sefer Teves Goma on Parshas Pekudei, that the miyud is only from a chatos and from kares, but there's still an Isser Torah when you have Shnayim Shasu'ah. It's still an Isser Daraisa. However, it sounds from certain Rishonim that that is not the case. The Ritva and Meseches Kiddushin and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph asks the question why the Gemara over there needs a pasuk to teach us that two people cannot do shechita at the same time by holding the same knife at the same time. After all, can't we learn it from ba'asosa, that only when one person does something is it considered a maisa? If two people do something together, it's not considered a maisa? So, forgetting about what his answer is, the Achronim just point out, from his kasha, he assumes that shayim shasu is a very, very broad concept, that he's applying it to a din of shechita, that if two people, you know, that it's called a maisa shechita, it's not called a maisa shechita when two people do it together because of this din of ba'asosa that appears by chiyuv karban. So it seems clear from the Ritva that shnayim shasu'ah is a much, much broader concept against what the Prima Gadim writes, against what the Chavis Das writes. So in terms of how to view shnayim shasu'ah as far as its application to Kala Torah Kula, as far as its application to Isser, so you have two extreme opinions. You have the Ritva saying absolutely applies broadly. Then you have the Chavis Das and the Prima Gadim say absolutely does not apply beyond carbon. And then you have Rabbi Kiva Eger in the middle saying, I'm not sure. Rabbi Kiva Eger raises it as a suffix and he's uncertain. It could be that there's an afkamina la halacha when it comes to tiltul muktzah on Shabbos. What if two people do tiltul muktzah together? The Eshel Avrami Bachach, printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, says that tiltul muktzah by two people is more kal than tiltul by one person. Because just like by a malacha d'oraisa, we have a din of shnayim shasu'ah, our pater and chazal are mesakein all the dinim d'rabbanan called the tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tiknum. So too with tiltul muktzah, which is nisa d'rabbanan, shnayim shasu'ah is a lower level. It takes away the iser. And the Imre Yosher explains that just like it's mutal chachilah to be metaltal muktzah kala achar yad, like to be metaltal muktzah beraglo, because malachar yad is not considered a malacha mid'oraisa. So tiltul muktzah, which is d'rabbanan, Chacham didn't even make it aser. Forget about not being malacha, it becomes totally mutter. So too, when it comes to tiltul muktzah de shnayim, that since by malachas d'oraisa shnayim shasua at least makes you potter. So if you were to do tiltul muktzah, which to begin with is only drabanan al yedei shnayim, that would make it mutter. But according to the Makar Chayim, that even b'shnayim shasu there's nisa d'oraisa, so then it doesn't help you maybe to do by tiltul muktzah al yedei shnayim. It also has the din of tiltul, and it's going to to be asra as well. Meaning, if shayim shasua is only a din in a ptur from a karban, but it's still going to be an issa daraisa, so you're not going to be able to say tiltul mitza yidei shayim shasua just goes away, that the issa goes away and it automatically becomes mutter. So this machlokas between the makar chayim and what seems like the shita of the ritva may be a machlokas between the chavetz das and the ritva may be subject, maybe the same issue may have impact on what we hold as far as tiltul muktzah is concerned, al yidei shnayim sha'asu uha. Okay, next sugya, says the Gemara further now. Amar mar, ze yachol ze eino yachol divrei kol chayiv. The Braisa introduced this new case. What if one guy is able to do the malach on his own and the other one's not able to do the malach on his own? So then everyone agrees, chayiv, says Gemara, the obvious question, hey minayu chayiv, which one is going to be chayiv? So Amar chisa, ze she yachol, the one who is yachol is the one that's going to be chayiv. The one who could have done the malacha on his own, because the guy who couldn't do it on his own, what's he really accomplishing? The other fellow could have done it without him, and he can't do anything anyway, so he's not really doing anything. So I'm letter of Nuna, the Kamisayeya Bade. What do you mean, what's he accomplishing? He's being Misayeya. He's helping out. You know, sometimes there's something that's very heavy to lift, and you're schlepping it, so it's heavy and it's difficult, but you're able to do it. And if someone gives you a hand, it becomes that much easier. So Misayeya, that's something when someone is Misayeya. Some Misayeya ain't Bomam. She says, no, that doesn't halachically, Misayeya doesn't do anything. Amrav Zin Mishmei Derava. So we're now going to bring four rayas. Raya number one, that Misayeya is ain't Bomamish, that someone who's just helping something that could have been done without him is irrelevant. Afana namitanina. Hayoshev agave yamita varba talios tachas rakle amita. If a zav is sitting on a bed and there are four talisos, the one under each leg of the bed, tameos, they're all tamei tumas medris. Because the bed could not stand on only three legs. But Rabbi Shimon Mitar, and Rabbi Shimon says they're going to be tar. If a person is riding on an animal, and there are four talisos underneath the ragle abehema, so taros, they're all going to be taharos, because the animal is able to stand on three legs. Tosus points out, ba'omedes ayri. Talking about an animal standing still. Right? Meaning if it were moving, so the animal always has at least one leg lifted when it's moving, in which case there are really only three talisos that you're putting your weight on, and if you were to take any of those away, if you were to take any of the legs that it's actually standing on away, the animal would fall down. So that would change the whole equation over here. But if the animal is standing still, so it's not really rochev, it's more that you're sitting on the animal, and the animal's standing still. So that's where we say this halacha, that tahoros, that all the talisos are tahoros, because none of them are critical. Meaning the weight that's being put on each of them, none of them are independently critical. The animal will be able to stand without any given one of them. V'amai asked the Gemara, come and say about the Adadi, granted the animal could stand or the table could stand without one of its legs, but the point is, but it's still helping. It's obviously much easier for an animal to stand on four legs than it is on three legs. La Mishum Damrinin Misayeim Bomamish. Isn't this all because Misayeya is Ein Bomamish? So you see, Raya number one, that Misayeya means nothing. So Ravida Midiskarta, Liolame Melach Misayeyesh Bomamish. Maybe Misayeya really is halachically a significant thing. Vishaini Hacha, Da Akrala Lagamri. But over here it's different because it's being Oker entirely, it's picking up its leg entirely from the ground, and it's not even a Misayeya. V'kivin dezim nakra ha, v'zim nakra ha, lahave kizava misapich. But ask the Gemara, that's not a really good rejection to the Raya. Sometimes it lifts up one leg, sometimes it lifts up another leg. It's not always the same leg that it lifts up, and therefore this should have the same din as a Zav who's moving around. What's the din of a Zav who's moving around? Milo Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Zav shayimutal al heisaf salin, if you have a Zav that's lying across five benches, five pundaos, some other type of mat or something. So la'orchan, and he's lying across them lengthwise. Tamein, they're going to be tamei. L'rachvan tarin, but widthwise they're going to be tar. Yashin, and if he's sleeping, safek misapich alayan, and he's not sure if he ever flipped around and lied across the length. In which case, his entire entire body may have been on one of them, Tamein, they're all going to be Tamein. So, is it because each one could be the one that he was Mishapech on? But the point is, you see that we're Metami Misafek. So, as Rashi points out, 4 lines, 5 lines from the bottom, V'hasam Nami, Imi Shum Akiru Hu Nitminu Misveka. If it's about Akira, that one animal's, the animal's one leg is lifted up, let's be Metami Misafek. Elav, Taimu Shum Tekulu Avu Kol Chad V'chad Misayeya, Ve'in Bo Mamish. Kein Yerbein Mishnazu. It must be that it's a din of Misayeya, and Ein Bo Mamish. That's what the Gemara concludes. Elav, Mishum Damrin, and Misayeya, Ein Bo Mamish. That must be the reason for the halacha when the animal has four legs, each on a different talus, that they're all taharos, because each leg is only a misayeya, and therefore a misayeya is ein bo mamish. So that's raya number one. Raya number two, that misayeya is ein bo mamish. Amar Rav Papi Mishmei Derava Afana Nami Tamina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasus Mitame Al Yadav. The sus is mitame on its four legs, on its front legs, meaning if a zav is riding on a sus and there is a talus under one of its front legs of the sus, it's going to be Tamea. But on its hind legs, it's going to be Tahora, because the sus apparently doesn't, a horse apparently does not put the majority of its weight toward the back of its body. Hachamor al raglav, and the chamor is the opposite. The chamor puts more of its weight toward the back of its body, and therefore the talisos that are underneath its hind legs are going to be Tamei. But wait, didn't we just talk about a behema, and we talk about all four legs? So Rashi points out, im hazav rochev alav v'talis tachas achas miyadav shel sus tmeya avotach shaglav torah shein mishantar haraglav v'haditnan la'el dalet talios tachas shaglav behem otaros lo krabi yosi. It must be that the previous mission that we just discussed about the four talisos, and we view all the legs as being the same, that's against Rabbi Yossi, because apparently we don't view all, Rabbi Yossi does not view all the legs as the same. He looks at where we put the majority, where the animal puts the majority of the weight. Shemash enes hasus al yodav v'chamor al raglav. The sus leans mostly forward and the chamor mostly toward the back of its body. Va'amai, how can we say about the adadi? Granted, the sus majority of its weight leans forward, but the back legs definitely help, and the chamor may put the majority of its weight toward the back, but the front legs definitely help, so it's at least Misayeya. So lav mishum damrin Misayeya ein bo mamish. So it must be that Misayeya is ein bo mamish. It's a further raya that Misayeya does nothing. So now a third raya. Amar Rav Ashi afana nami tanina. Rav Lazar Omer, raglo achas al akli v'raglo achas al ritzba. Kohen's doing the avoda, and he has one foot on the floor of the azara the way it's supposed to be, and one on top of a kli. Raglo achas al even v'raglo achas al ritzba. Maybe it's not on top of a kli, maybe it's on top of an even, it's on top of a stone. So Rowan calls we have to view what would happen if we were to remove the item that his second foot is resting on. Would he fall over, or would he still be able to support himself? So if the amount of weight that he's putting on that second foot is not so much, and if we were to take it away, he would still be able to stand, then his avodah is kshera. The halach is, the avodah has to be done directly with his feet, directly on the Ritzpas Hazara. So is that considered that his feet are on the Ritzpas Hazara when one of his feet is on the Ritzpas Hazara? Well, if he would be able to stand on that with the weight that he's putting on that one foot, then yes, then that's considered perfectly good. V'imlav avodasa psula. But otherwise, his avod is going to be puzzle. But isn't this a misayeya? Meaning even the foot that's on the even, or the foot that's on the kli, is at least being misayeya. Isn't this therefore a raya? That misayeya is ein bo mamish? That we don't pay any attention to misayeya? So again, that's a third raya, the misayeya ein bo mamish. That even though it's helping out, and it's making it easier, but if it's something that the other part could have done on its own without the help, then we ignore the misayeya. Tosus points out over here that wait a second, when you're talking about one foot on an even, that's min bimino of the Ritzpas Hazara. The Ritzpas Hazara is also made out of even. So don't we normally assume when it comes to dine chatzitza that min bimino is eno chotzitz, that when you have two like kinds, they do not make a chatzitza? Chatzitza is only when you have min b'she'eno mino, you have something that's not a like kind, that we're going to say that there's a din of chatzitza. Right? There are certain kulas that we have by chatzitza. tzitzit. You have a kula of miyachenu makbid. You have a kula of min bemino. You have a kula of kolon oso eno chotzeitz. So these are some of the basic dinim of chatzitza. So shouldn't we say over here, you see that the stone apparently is fundamentally problematic over here, even though it's min bemino. So Tos says, no. Over here, it's a stone. When do we say min bemino in chotzeitz? It's when something is, you plan on leaving something there. But over here, it's a stone in the middle of the floor of the Azara. You would never leave it there. It's in the way. So it's the kind of thing where there's like an extra hakpada about it. You want to get rid of it. So this is not a general raya to the din of min bemino eno chotzeitz. So Amar Ravina, says Ravina, raya number 4. That Messiah is ein bamamish. If a Kohen was Makabel Biyamin, the Avodah has to always be done with the right hand. But his left hand helps him out a little bit. So he's really carrying it with his right hand, but he's using his left hand as an aid in carrying it. The Avodah is still going to be kosher. It's still called that he did the Avodah with the right hand. But wait a second, didn't his left hand help him out? Isn't this a further raya that Misayeya is ein b'mamish? So Shema Minah. So says Gemara, yes, that is a fourth raya that Misayeya can be ignored. Misayeya is ein b'mamish. Now this discussion, the Taz raises the question on Misayeya ein b'mamish. That wait a second, there is an explicit sugya and shas dealing with a dindar raisa that seems to make it very very clear that Misayeya is yesh b'mamish. And where is that? It's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos. Makos Tavchaf and Beis. Rav Ashi tells us that Mitzayeya is considered a Maisa in the world of Makif and Nikif, in the Isra of Hakafas HaRosh, that if a person is getting a haircut and he's having his peis cut off, so just by leaning his head and aiding the barber in cutting off his peis, that's considered that he's violating an Isra Daraisa. There's not only an Isra of the Makif who's doing the Maisa of the cutting, there's an Isra of the Nikif as well. And we paskin this Lalach in Yerideus and Kuf Pei Aleph. So you see, Beferish Mitzayeya is Yeshba Mamish. So asks the Taz in Simin Shin Chav Ches in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz writes that you have to be mechalik, that if the Messiah is not doing a Maisa before the guy who's actually doing the Maisa starts his Maisa, and he only starts his help once the other guy starts the Maisa, that's where we say Messiah Ein Bo Mamish. But if by the Nikaf, before the Makiv ever starts cutting, he already sits up in the chair and makes sure to be in position, so he's already starting the starting to be Messiah before the Maisa even starts, that's when we say Messiah is yesh bo mamish. And he writes that that when it comes to being the Rav Pa'olim in the Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim Chelik Beis Yardeh Sim Lamed Hey, based on this Taz, was asked the following question. He was asked about a guy was a Moel and he had a son and he wanted the zchus of being a Sandik. So sometimes the Chassidish Rebbes, they're both, they're Sandik and a Moel at the same time, but that's quite a juggling act. So this fellow was not comfortable to be both, to be a Moel and a Sandik simultaneously. So he wanted to be a Sandik and he wanted to have someone else be the Moel. So he asked the Rav Pa'olim, am I allowed to hire someone else to be the Moel as I'm the Sandik, even though the real mitzvah of Mila is Alaviya Ben? So am I allowed to make a Shliach to do it? Normally we say mitzvah bo, Yoser mi b'shlucho, you better do the mitzvah yourself rather than appoint a Shliach to do so. That's what the Rama writes in Yerodea, that if the Aviya Ben himself is a Moel, he should not allow another Moel to do the Mila. But over here the guy says, yeah, that's just stam to allow another guy to do the Mila, but I want the zchus of being a Sandik, so can I do that? So the Rav Palim says, first he discusses what the value of Sandik is, and he says it's a very great mitzvah to be a Sandik. The Maril writes in Minhage Maril in Mila Os Aleph that when the Maril was a Bal Bris, was a Sandik, he would be Tovel before, he'd go to the mikvah before to be mitar himself with the Bris, and he says that the Bal Bris, the Sandik, is even greater than the Moel because his legs are like the Mizbeach upon which you bring Ketores, and he should get the Kedima for an Aliyah the Torah before the Moel gets the Aliyah the Torah. The Sandik, Sandikos is a very, very big deal. He says the Shira Knesset Gedolah is not sure if a Moel is called a Bal Bris, but what he's absolutely certain is that a Sandik is definitely called a Bal Bris. So says the Rav Paldim. But not only that, not only is a sandik such a great thing, but he also has a chelik in the maisa of the mila, because he's holding on to the tinok and he's presenting the tinok and enabling the moel to do the mila, meaning he's misayaya. And if you say like the chelik of the taz, he's misayaya before the moel begins the maisa, because he's holding the lugs down, he's doing everything, he's being mazmin the baby for the mila in order for the moel, before the moel even does anything. So that's a misayaya yeshba mamish. So it's ki'ilu, he has a chelik in the din of the mila itself, in the midst of the mila itself. And therefore, the Rav Paldim says that this is a perfectly viable cheshbon to make. If the person wants to be a sandik and allow someone else to be the mo, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva and Archaim Simin Kufnun Tes says that the schar of the sandik is greater than that of the moel, because the sandik is doing both. He's also a shtickle moel because he's being misayaya in the mila. So you have that similar svara. So this is based on the Taz's understanding of this sugya. It happens to be that not all the Achronim agree with the Taz, but not for now. But this is based on the Taz's understanding in the sugya of misayaya. So now it says about third sugya of the day. So we said that according to Rabbi Meir, there is no such din of Shnayim Shasu'ua. If two people do it, you're still going to be Chayiv. So Yibayilu, the Gemara raised the following Shaila. If you assume like Rabbi Meir that you're going to be Chayiv, so do you need a shear for each one of them to be chayiv, or one shear malacha for the two of them together is enough to be mechayiv both of them, even though they're doing only one malacha? Tosus raises the question. Tema larach, tamai bayla libid Rabbi Meir, matzi lim bay b'zeh b'zein reyach b'zein reyach libid Rabbi Yehuda. The kaim masnis kav say, if all you need is a case where two people doing a malacha together are chayiv, and you want to know, do you need two shearim or one shearim? Why would you ask within the shita of Rabbi Meir, who we don't paskin like? Why not ask within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who we do paskin like? Because remember, Rabbi Yehuda also, in at least one circumstance, will say that if two people do a malacha together, you're going to be chayiv. If each one could have done the malacha on their own, and they could not have done the malacha on their own, rather, and they're doing it together, they're going to be chayiv as well. So, v'nir d'girsa zutas v'gassina amamar ze'enu yachal ze'enu yachal. So, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, you're right, this whole shayla is only within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And we're asking, if you say that like Rabbi Yehuda, that ze'enu yachal, the ze'enu yachal, and then they do it together, that they're both going to be chayiv, do you need two shi'urim? However, the Reed disagrees. He says, "Ein limchok asfar mishum ze to lo nakad ze in yachol mishum de in regilus be in yachol shleibo shir lekal echad." He says, "We're not asking about ze in yachol ve ze in yachol, because if each one couldn't do it on his own, then obviously or most likely you're going to have a sheer malacha for each one of them when they do it together. We're obviously talking about a very, you know, talk about hutsa'at. They're obviously picking up something very, very heavy if each one couldn't do it on their own. So it's obviously a sheer hotza'ah for each of them to be chayiv." So says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Do we need a sheer for each of them or not? So Rav Chisav, Rav Amnuna, Chalam Rashir Lezev, Shir Lezev, Chalam Rashir Echol Lekulan, Machlokas, says Gemara, let's bring some rayas, four rayas. Amar Rav Papa, Mishmei Derava, Afanan Amitanina, Hayyoshev Al-Gabi Mitav, Arba Talios, Tachas, Arba Ragle, Amita, Tameos, you're sitting on a bed, and each of the legs of the bed are resting on a talus. They're all tamim, because the bed can't stand on three legs. Shouldn't you need two zavim on the bed? You should need a shir ziva for each leg that it's putting, for each talus that the weight of the zav is on. So apparently one shir is mitztarif, even though there are multiple items that are combining together to do the job. It could be just one shir of the issur. So over here also by tumantara, because you see by Tumentara, that one shear of a zav is enough to be metame all the talisos. Second raya, Amar of Nachum Ritzak Avinan Amitanina, Tzvi Shenichmas Labayis, you have a deer runs into a house, Vinal Echad Befanav Chayev, and one guy locks the door, closes the door, so he's Chayev for the Malach of Tzeda, for trapping the deer. Na'alu Shnaim, if two people lock the door, Peturin, they're both going to be Pater. Lo Yachal Echad Vinal, Vina'alu Shnaim, if neither one of them on his own could have locked the door, and the two of them closed off the door, Chayev, they're both going to be chayiv. Shouldn't you need two deer in order for them both to be chayiv? Because after all, if you need a shear for each one of them, so the only violate the melacha of tzedek, if you trap an animal. So apparently they're mitzdarif together. You only need one shear when two people are doing the melacha. Ravina says, and I have another raya. Hashutvin shenignavu v'tavchu chayav. And if partners steal and shecht an animal together, they're going to be chayav. Shouldn't there have to be two animals involved, that each one has a shear shechita? So lav mishum damrin shirech lekulam. No, you see that they combine together for a single shear. V'yamar ravashi afananami tanina, fourth raya. Shnayim shetziu kanash al gardi chayav. And if two people carry out a weaver's reed, they're both going to be chayv. Shouldn't each one have to carry out what is a shirotza? So why do we not require that each one carrying a shirotza? Lav mishum damrin shirecha lekulam. Apparently, again, it's a raya that shirecha lekulam is good enough. So I'm le'ravacha, b'rei d'rav le'ravashi, dilma di'ispeh k'dei levashel beitzakal lezeh beitzakal lezeh. So he says, nah, that last one's not such a great raya, because maybe it is a shirecha lekulam, even though they're only holding one kana, they're only holding one reed, but nevertheless, it's enough of a shirot sa'a, because if you look at a kana, it's not only used for weaving, it could also be used for firewood. And as long as it's enough firewood to be mevashel a beitza kala, to be mevashel a chicken's egg, so that's all you need for a shear. So maybe the one weaver's rod is enough firewood to cook two eggs. So maybe it is a shear of it is a shear for each of them. It is a double shear. He says, yeah, but if that were the case, it would have just said that the two people are carrying a reed. Why does it make a point of saying that it's a kana de gardi? So it must be that it's not usable for firewood. But maybe it is a shear for two. Maybe it's a big enough kana de gardi that you could be oreg two mapos with. You could be oreg two begadim with. And therefore, that last raya is not a great raya. That we have a brisa that says that if two people are doing malacha at the same time, so the Tanakhama says pater and Rabbi Shimon says chayev. Wait a second, there's one thing we know in this whole sugya, that Rabbi Shimon is the one that says shayim shasua always works to pater you. Rabbi Meir is the one that says chayev always. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's more depends on whether yachal or einu yachal, but Rabbi Shimon is always the guy that says pater. So says Mer Klapilaya, it's exactly opposite. How can you say this? Rabbi Shimon is going to say that you're chayiv. Sa'aleim chayovin, Rabbi Shimon poter. No. We got it backwards. It's really chayovin, and Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that you're poter. Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful taich on this whole sugya. He points out that he raises the question that in Maseches Baba Kama, Dafayin Chesam Beis, where it talks about one partner does the tevicha with the shlichus of the other guy. Why does the Gemara ask that if two people do it, it needs to be a shir l'kal echad, the shutfim are going to be pater? Over here, it's not shnayim sha'asu, because the toveach is toveach alone, and his maisa is purely his. So aside from that, the maisa is also misyaches to the one who sent him, midin shlichus. So each one has the entire maisa under his belt. So Rav Elchanan writes in Kovetz Shiurim that the Gemara over here is not saying that if you need a shear for each one, they're pater, because it's not considered that each one did the shechita, did a full shechita. What the Gemara is saying is that we have a suffix. When two people steal something, does each one have a din of a ganav on only half of it? Or is each one a ganav on the entirety of it? So the fact each one only pays chatzi kefel and chatzi dalad vehei, right? So how could you say that each one has a din of a ganav on the entire thing if each one is only paying half of the price? He says that could be for a different reason. He points out, Rav Chanan points out, that whenever somebody is paying somebody else, there are two perspectives with which to look at it. I'm being mechayev this guy to pay because he committed a crime, so I'm being mechayev him based on the crime that he paid. Or I'm compensating the person who lost. So it could be that really mitam the chiyuv of this guy, each one should have had to pay their own dalad vehei, because they're a full ganav on the whole thing. They should have had to pay. But you have to think, is it fair in terms of compensation, in terms of what the other guy is receiving? If he's only entitled to a single kefel, he's only entitled to a single dalet vehe, so it's not going to make sense that he's going to get, cheso oyud instead of dalet vehe by getting paid double. So that's the diun over here about shnayim shasua. I mean, the diun over here, shir echad dekulam, is how do we view two people that do malacha? Is it that each one did a half of the malacha, or is that each one did the entirety of the malacha, and therefore you wouldn't need, if each one did a half, so then each half of the ma'aseh, then you need a shir l'kol echad ve'echad. But if each one did the whole thing, then a single shir could be split between the two of them. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Yeah.